Hey, I'm Zach Owens, and I'm here with Roger Doherty. Thanks for joining us, Roger.
Thanks, Zach.
So today we're going to talk about SQL Server 2008 Express. So what is it we want to talk about today, Raj?
Well, we're going to go over, some high-level points about Express so that people understand what it is, what they can do with it, and, where it fits in the Microsoft product line as far as the lineup of SQL Server offerings that we have.
Sounds good.
Yep.
So what are some of the things you wanted to start with?
Well, I think one of the first points that we want to make about Express is that it's free, which is, important. So if you're going out there and you're building, web-based applications, or if you're an ISV and you're building applications that require a low-cost or no-cost database option, Express is definitely something that you should consider for your solution.
So does that mean developers can actually use Express in production?
Yep. That's one of the misconceptions about Express, is that it's somehow crippled or you're not allowed to use it for a production app. Not true. Express is ready to roll for production applications. It's a full-blown industrial-strength database engine that's ready for a very broad range of applications.
Okay. So when you say industrial strength, what do you mean by that? So is Express sort of a toy database, or I think there's sort of that perception among some people. What's the deal with Express behind the scenes?
Well, I think the main thing people need to understand is that, Express is a full-blown copy of SQL Server. It comes from the same source tree that our, enterprise product comes from, and it has some of the same hallmarks for being an industrial-strength, production-ready database. So, for example, it's got, a durable transaction log, that will, help avoid scenarios where you have some kind of corruption in your database because of a system failure or a software failure outside of the control of the database system.
Sure.
So transactions get committed, they get rolled back, all the transaction control semantics that you would expect out of industrial strength database are there in Express and ready to use. Other stuff that you would consider to be important for an industrial strength database would be the ability to do online operations. Administrative operations like backup, for example. You don't want to have to take your application down in order to back it up. Well, just like every copy of SQL Server, Express supports online backup, and you can back the database up while people are banging on your application.
Okay.
Some other stuff, it's multi-user. It's, multi-threaded. It supports, parallelism. So it is, like I said, a full blown implementation of the SQL Server engine ready for, demanding workloads.
Yeah, yep. Cool. So let's get into some more details here. So it's easy to install, bundle, and manage. What's that mean?
So the SQL Server Express product is something that we really anticipate people wanting to use and to distribute with their application, or to possibly do one-off installations for specific customers or clients. And so we try to make it as easy as possible to download the thing and install it. And, we're getting progressively better at that over the years. Recently, we've been partnering with other groups within Microsoft to make it very easy to discover, download, and install an entire web platform without having to surf around all over the place to find individual install packages.
So it's a web platform installer, right?
That's right.
Just as this video is going to be released, we're actually redoing the Express install experience based around the WPI, the Web Platform Installer infrastructure. So some of all of the tweaking of knobs and buttons when you're installing things is going away, and it will be a sort of a real seamless experience.
Exactly. You don't have to hunt around for 15 different downloads. You go to one place, tells you what you need, you install it, you get a full-blown web server, database, development environment, everything you need to start building up an application.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bundling, what's the deal with redistributing Express?
So you can redistribute SQL Server Express with your application if you're an ISV or a custom software developer. We have a redistribution license that's available to anyone who wants it, free of charge, from www.microsoft.com/SQL. And that's all you need to do.
It's basically just signing a piece of paper.
You don't have to pay any money. You just let us know that you're going to redistribute the thing. You can bundle it in your app and redistribute it to as many customers as you like free of charge.
Great.
Yeah.
And what about on manageability side? What makes Express so great for that?
Well, I think from a manageability perspective, there's a lot of things in Express that make it very, very easy for you to get up and running very quickly. We have a graphical set of management tools called SQL Server Management Studio that gives you a very intuitive, easy-to-use point-and-click interface for most database administrative and setup operations, security operations that you need to perform. So those graphical tools really make you very, very productive very quickly. And as I said, a lot of the other things that we're doing from a management perspective, we're really focusing on trying to make it as easy and straightforward a process as possible.
Great. So I think one of the things you and I really get fired up about is managing and reporting on data. So the developer story behind Express, what are some of the things that you're excited about?
Yeah, I think, we've been investing in SQL Server for a lot of years now, and we really try to make as much of the improvements available in the Express Edition as possible. So I like to think of a database as being something more than just a dumping ground for data, but more of a rich place where you can enable a higher order user experience for your applications. So a couple things that we like to talk about there is the richness of the storage capabilities that we have in the product, going beyond just simple relational data and handling things like location-based data.
So that's with the new spatial types.
Exactly. Or handling the ability to store blobs more efficiently in the database. We have a new file stream capability that makes it possible for you to actually store documents, images, even things like videos in your database very, very efficiently and get very good performance out of the database for storage and retrieval.
And what's different than sort of a traditional database blob type with file stream?
So file stream actually gives you the ability to manage your blob data within your database environment and have the same transactional consistency over it, but it also gives you a high-performance streaming interface for it so that you don't have to be constrained by the traditional database I/O paradigms that are used to read and write database data.
So you can grab a traditional file handle to that binary data outside of really SQL Server having to get in the way of it.
Is that correct?
So building like a content management system that stores images or documents, that sort of thing, you can actually get around the old problem of having all of that data stored on your file system with pointers within your database and the consistency issues that happen around that.
Exactly, and the manageability of being able to back up your blob data right along with your relational data is part of that equation as well. And even, we keep talking about rich storage. We even, have XML as a first-class citizen in the database, fully indexable, fully searchable. And then other capabilities that are really interesting with Express and all editions of SQL Server include something like full-text search. It's one thing to do a database search in a WHERE clause and try to match on a particular key value. It's a whole other thing to do full-text searches and find one word that's near another word, for example.
Right.
So we have a capability of doing that full-text search across all of our rich storage, not just the relational data, but the XML data and the file stream data that we just talked about.
Yeah, I think there's in the training kits we'll provide links to, there's some actually pretty cool samples in there of storing Word documents or PDFs within your database using file stream, then using full text search to actually search over those documents. So there's some pretty easy capabilities to implement there that I think developers would be interested to see.
Yeah, and I think the main thing that we're trying to get across is we're really trying to provide a database platform that's very developer friendly that gives you a lot more than just a bit bucket to dump your data into.
Right.
Yeah.
We gleaned over spatial. So what sort of scenarios does the spatial support in the database enable?
Well, I think, this is something that's very exciting about the product and something I'm particularly excited that was enabled in the Express Edition. If you think about data, if you think about addresses, if you think about mapping type applications, whatever, location is an extremely important part of most applications. And the ability to have a location-based data storage, retrieval, and search capability is now a fully integrated part of the product, okay?
That used to be sort of the realm of high-end GIS developers because the infrastructure used to be expensive and it was something that there wasn't a lot of tooling around, right?
So exactly correct. So we're taking that high-end world of GIS and we're making it something that's accessible to the average developer. And really, we think we're going way beyond GIS. We think that, you know, most database applications out there, deal with location-based information in one way or another. And having this rich capability now as part of the core product is very exciting from an application development perspective.
Yeah, and I think even more importantly, even those applications that aren't currently dealing with location information, there may actually be a business value to having that stored along with it.
Yep.
And in a way to easily query it. So I think it's something developers could look at for enhancing their actual functionality of their apps.
Absolutely correct. And I think another area that we like to talk about being more than just a dumb bit bucket for data, you need to be able to crack open that data and use it in very useful and flexible ways. So we've actually, SQL Server is a whole family of technologies. It's not just a database. We also have a full suite of business intelligence capabilities that are also part of the SQL Server product family. And many of those are also available in the Express line. So, for example, SQL Express with Advanced Services offers a reporting services capability. So you can build very, very high impact reports that allow you to crack open your database and give users the ability to view those reports over the web or as a custom part of your application through using our report viewer control.
So reporting services. So let's get into a little bit of what that is on the infrastructure side. So you mentioned that there's a version of reporting services that comes with Express. So mm-hmm. in our free SKU, you can actually get reporting services. So what is it you get when you install reporting services?
So there's a few pieces. There's a report designer piece that you use to author your reports, okay? And there's really two of those environments. One is designed for developers, and the other report design experience is designed for end users who want to create their own ad hoc reports, and that's through a technology called Report Builder.
Sure.
Okay, so those are the two authoring environments that you have available when you're running Express. The other piece that you get is a report server, if you will. Okay, this is a process that you can send requests to render and display reports. And those reports can be rendered using whatever format you need for your application, whether it's HTML, which is typical for most web-based applications, but you can also render as a Word document or a PDF or as an Excel spreadsheet, if you like. Right? So it's a very, very flexible reporting environment that lets you crack open your database, gives you a lot of flexibility on how to control access to those reports and secure them, and then distribute them to users using a variety of rendering capabilities.
Great. And so you talked about SQL Server being a family of products in terms of database engine, reporting capabilities. What about it being a family of products from everything from SQL CE up through Enterprise Edition?
Sure.
So where's really the value there, and what are the relationships between those different products?
I think it's a unique strength of the Microsoft SQL Server product family that we have such a wide range of capabilities here. So while this video series is a lot about Express, we want people to understand that there's a lot of other options for them as well, both lower end options and higher end options.
Sure.
So on the low end option, we have a product called SQL Server Compact Edition. This is a single DLL in-process database engine that is SQL compatible with SQL Server in terms of the dialect of SQL that it speaks.
Uh-huh.
Very lightweight, very low footprint, and ideal for client-side caching of data in a Windows application, for example.
Or a mobile application.
Or a mobile application on a mobile device, exactly correct. So that's on the low end. And
that's free as well,
free
right?
Free as well. And again, there's a simple redistribution license that you need to sign off on, and then you can redistribute that as part of your application. If you need a more durable database engine on a desktop or on a web server that is also multi-user, that has the transaction processing capabilities that we've discussed, but you want a free capability, that's really where Express comes in.
Okay? And what are the limitations of Express?
So Express is limited to a single CPU, to 1 gigabyte of RAM, and to 4 gigabytes of disk.
Right.
Okay. It's free. It can be bundled with your application, like we talk about, And hosters can actually use Express and spin up a virtual instance of Express for their customers for free. They don't have to pay a dime to do that.
Sure.
Right?
And I think it'll be interesting to talk once we get to Web Edition about the difference between Express and Web Edition in a hosting environment. Because
yep.
I believe Express, where it really fits in a hosting environment, is in that sort of virtual dedicated hosting environment. But we can talk a little bit more about that. One
sure.
thing I wanted to point out in terms of database size limit with Express, that 4 gig,
mm-hmm.
any data that's stored in FileStream doesn't count towards that. So you
right.
can store a terabyte of data alongside Express as long as your relational data is only within that 4 gigs.
Exactly,
so
correct.
I think that's a really important and interesting point with Express.
Yeah, especially considering that the full text indexing capabilities allow you to utilize that file stream data as well. So,
sure.
So you're right. I mean, you can go beyond the 4 gigs for your blob information as well.
Sure.
Yep.
And then we can go beyond Express with the Web Edition. So Web Edition is similar to Express.
Right. It's the next up the SKU pipeline here, and it's for web workloads primarily. It's limited to 4 CPUs, unlimited memory, unlimited disk, and it costs about $15 a month with a licensing agreement associated with it, right?
Yeah, so I sort of think of Web and Express as being very close. So they have almost the exact same feature sets. Web has a little bit more on the manageability side because it's meant to be run on web servers, like the licenses specifically for web workloads.
Yep.
But it actually, Web is a great addition if you're running a hosting company and you actually want to provide a multi-site database where a
right.
bunch of people are accessing it, multiple clients are accessing the same database.
Two basic hosting scenarios. The
yeah.
first we already discussed with Express, where you spin up a special SQL Server installation for each customer.
Right.
In that case, Express is a nice option, but you're going to be managing all those separate SQL Server installations.
Sure.
So some hosters prefer instead to have a single installation of SQL Server and let each customer go in and create their own database
right.
within that single SQL Server installation. Right?
Right.
And that's where Web Edition really comes in, gives you a very inexpensive capability for doing that that isn't subject to some of the RAM and file size limitations that Express is subject to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole suite of products above Web and Express editions in
sure.
terms of Standard, Work
sure.
Group, Enterprise.
Yeah, our next up the chain is Standard Edition. Then we've got Enterprise Edition. And Enterprise Edition is really for those high-end, enterprise workloads that require, very serious fault tolerance capabilities and very high throughput. And, so there's a lot of high availability technologies that get added as you move up the chain.
Sure.
Right. And I think it's also important to note that we have a new member of the family, SQL Server Data Services. This will be a cloud-based offering of SQL Server that's completely compatible with the other environments that we've already discussed in terms of the Transact SQL dialect that it speaks. You'll now be able to make the choice. Do I want to host my database on-premise? Do I want a hoster, like we talked about with Express or Web Edition, to host my database? Or do I want Microsoft to host my database and SQL Data Services in the
sure.
cloud? Right.
And so one thing to note is that SDS, so SQL Services now, is a true relational database in the cloud. When it came out originally, it had a different sort of flex entity
right.
model on it, and now
right.
that's gone. So it's traditional.
It's a traditional
relational
database. It looks and talks and speaks and acts like
yep.
all the other ones that are part of that SQL Server yep. family.
And you can connect to it through ODBC, ADO.net, just like it's a regular database. And I think sort of thinking of the whole family of products, some interesting scenarios are things like using Compact Edition, say on mobile devices, with SDS database in the cloud,
right.
and using that so you may have hundreds or thousands of Compact Editions out there that sync with the Microsoft Sync framework with the Data Hub in the cloud and maybe pull into your own infrastructure if you want to do some additional data management. So
it's a very important point that you're making here, and that is that it goes beyond just the database platforms that we offer, but also the synchronization technology and the data programmability technology that we have as part of our platform for putting together some of these more composed application scenarios that you just talked about, where your data might be distributed in a variety of different locations on a variety of different types of devices.
And I think that sort of leads into our next point, and that's the key standards, tooling, connectivity. So
yeah, I think it's really important to note that when you build the SQL Server, we think hard about being a good player from an interoperability perspective. So at the base level, you know, the SQL syntax that it speaks is ANSI SQL 92 compliant. We're members of the SQL Server, the SQL standards body. We make contributions to that, and we are committed to staying up to date with that. So if you're trying to build a database application that can target multiple database environments and you want to stick just to the standards, we support that completely, including in the Express product.
Right.
Right. And, you know, it's also important when you're building applications that you know that the APIs that you want to use are supported for connecting to that database. So, of course, we have all the Microsoft APIs that you would expect, but we also have, you know, ODBC, JDBC for Java developers. We have a great PHP driver capability, which you're quite familiar with.
Yep.
So we're really trying to reach out there to developers of, across both Windows, the Java world, the PHP world, and let them know that SQL Server Express Edition is an excellent database for building their applications.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Raj. I think that's all we had for today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Zach. So if you're interested in more information, please go up to www.microsoft.com/SQL and check out the entire SQL Server family. And, of course, you'll find lots of great information on SQL Server Express there. And we'll see you in the next installment of our SQL Server Express video series. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.